This is Phil Rowe on Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Chinese State Circus was an idea started back in the 1990s after director Philip Gandy witnessed a group of Oriental acrobats performing to great acclaim at the Monte Carlo Circus Festival. He was astounded at the quality, depth and sheer diversity of such Chinese acrobatic troops. After working out the logistics of transporting around 45 artistes, plus directors, interpreters and 5 tons of props, halfway around the world, and the rest of it, as they say, is history. The circus has planted itself down on Midsummer Common here in Cambridge and is in town until Sunday. And some of our listeners recently won some prize tickets to go along, and they thought it was fantastic. Saeed is the group manager, and he joins us on rather poor quality line at the moment, so I do apologise. But Saeed, very good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. You're very busy. I understand that you go on the complete tour with the troupe, so you're with them all the time.
Yeah, that's right. Which I travel them all the time because I have to look after them and make sure they actually fine, that they need anything, and because they're guests to England, to UK, and they don't speak English either. We have a translator, but also I'm helping them too if they need anything. Also, I'm a trainer as well as a performer. I make sure like they're safe when they work and everything. So
some of them speak Mandarin, some of them speak Cantonese, I guess. So you have an interpreter on board.
Yeah.
And so let's go through the process really of recruitment. How do you find these talents?
Well, Philip Gandy, the director, we go to China, and they actually from circus school. So this group we have here, they start when they were like four years old, some of them 6 and 8. That's how young they start. But they go to circus school and they stay there, and they live there, they eat there, they train and training really, really, really hard. And then when they're ready, so the directors come around the world and see a troupe they want a book to go touring whatever they want in a country, and they see if it's good or not. So that's how we work. Yeah.
So you're over there, Saeed, at the moment on Midsummer Common with the troupe and with the performers. The other logistics of just thinking of the site of getting these people into the country, they probably all need visas. How long is the tour as well in the UK for them?
Well, the tour is 8 months.
And you're about to finish the tour because I understand from you that Cambridge is the last on the list.
Last place, yes.
You've been travelling to Scotland, you've been to Dundee, you've been all the way up to, I think, Aberdeen in the north.
We went all the way to Inverness. And
Inverness?
All the way down to London, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. Oxford. You've also been up in the northeast quite a bit, Sunderland, yeah. I think, Durham, and Newcastle upon Tyne. But welcome to the city of Cambridge. You're here till Sunday, as I say. You've had good audiences across this year.
Yeah, we have a lovely audience, and the feedback from the audience is incredible. Like, they send emails and also, like, they send messages in the Facebook of the Chinese State Circus website, and everybody loving it, and they see, you know, how amazing it is and how these people are talented and everything. So it's really good feedback, really, really good, yeah.
I would say, Saeed, you've also been on to the London Palladium, because I believe some of the troops...
That's right, yeah.
Tonight at the London Palladium recently.
Oh, yeah, we've been with Buddy Watch, Buddy Watch is really enjoyed. He says, my God, this people is incredible. And like for the small stage, they had, you know, to do the performances for the like very small stage. So he said, this people is incredible. So everybody loved it there when they were watching the show and everything. Yeah.
I have to say, people that don't like circuses generally, though, should like this circus, the Chinese State Circus. You're full of acrobats, trapeze artists. You have the traditional ring that people can sit around and watch all that goes on. The night of 100 tricks, I believe you say, in China.
That's right, yes. Well, it's 32 of them here. The Chinese, the group we have here is 32 of them. And all of them, they're like for 2.5 hour show. Two hour show with the interval. But all these people, the Chinese, they're all doing different discipline. And all of them, like, it's amazing how they do like an act and then they go back to backstage and change again for another act. I mean, this this performance, the performance here we have, they train in circus school not only one discipline, but like so many disciplines. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, yeah.
So there's plenty of costume changes that go on backstage.
Plenty of costume changing, the props and the props and everything is like in and out all the time. And like, they're actually really, really amazing guys, yeah.
And some of the performers seem to control their bodies into contortions that, well, I had see it online on some of the photographs to believe it, Saeed.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. We have one Chinese girl here. She does contortions and hand balancing. And I'm training as well, so I go with her to see her, like, because they train every morning. I go see her to train every morning. And sometimes I go and I find her, like, doing handstand one hand, watching a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is crazy. And then, sometimes she, like, one hand and taxing the other hand, somebody, friend, whatever. Oh, she's timing herself how many minutes she can stay one hand.
It's amazing. The focus, dedicated
amazing.
Training. I mean, they must put hours in outside the circus ring.
No, absolutely. It's like, I mean, these people, they finish the show and then they go straight into train. And then in the morning they train. And then before the show, 1 hour before, they all like do like exercise and stretching and everything to go before they go to the ring. I mean, like, yeah, well, I mean, like in this life, you have to do that. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of injuries and stuff. So.
Of course. Yeah, well, hopefully everybody does stay safe, enjoys the rest of their time before many of the troop go back to China. And what happens to them afterwards? Do you hire them for next year? Will there be a tour for 2018?
Well, we don't know yet. So because they have another job and when they finish here, they go into Mexico after here. Oh. And then they go back to China and then they do some shows in China and then... And then we discuss if we have, you know, like if we bring him back to 2018
That's marvellous, actually. I hope I have some time this week to come along to the Big Top that's on Midsummer Common. If you want some more details, it's 0844 415 5228. The number is 0844 415 5228. If you want to ring them, it's ChineseEstateCircus.com online. You can find out, the rest of the tour dates, but that is it. It's going to be finished. Are you going to have a special show on Sunday, Saeed, just to sort of round off the year? Will you do something a little extra and special in the ring for Sunday night?
No, we do the same thing as like they do in every day, but we have a party afterward, yes.
I hope so too, after a very long tour on the road, but I'm sure it's all been worth it. And if you want to go along to this fantastic spectacle, you can find the box office, which is already open today. It's across tomorrow, of course, the box office. You can find in the caravan on Midsummer Common. If you want to go along, do take the family, of course. It's half term in Cambridge. How about that, Saeed? It's terrific because you're going to have a lot more children there in the afternoon performances as well this week.
Yes. I mean, this show is only not only for children, for adults as well.
Yes.
And the funny thing is, when the show's finished and you see all the kids coming out from the show, and then like laughing, screaming, and do cartwheels in the grass.
They want to impersonate the acts. Yes.
Pardon?
They want to impersonate the acts afterwards.
Exactly, yes.
Sounds like you have a wonderful time, Saeed. It sounds like a lot of fun, but of course it's very serious as well. You take your safety very seriously as well. But it's a real spectacle, and enjoy the rest of your time here in Cambridge. I'm sure some of the listeners now will want to come along before Sunday. In fact, up to and including Sunday, and fill some of the seats around the ring. Saeed, Group Manager for the Cambridge State Circus, thank you very much for joining us this morning for that one. Have a good rest of the week, and maybe you'll be back in Cambridge for 2018. We'll be looking out for you.
Yeah, I hope so. And thank you very much for having me.
Saeed,
and have
thank
a good
you.
Day.
Bye-bye.